5.10, the force of impact. The amount of energy that's absorbed by the vehicle is related to both the vehicle's design and the direction of the impact. More and more high-tech research and development is being conducted to make cars safer and more reliable. Newer, more modern cars have a front end that absorbs the force of impact and crumbles or gives in. This is called a crumple zone. It's designed to absorb the impact and reduce its force before it reaches the passengers. Older cars have no crumple zones to absorb the force of impact. When an older car strikes an object, you'll notice that the front end stays rigid. It doesn't give. That's because the force of the impact pushes the entire engine assembly into the passenger cabin. Not a very safe design. There are many features throughout newer model cars that protect passengers from injury. The sides are designed stronger than ever with reinforced steel frames to reduce the chance of injuries in a side-angle collision. Roofs are reinforced to absorb the force of impact and to protect passengers in the event of a rollover. Side airbags and many other safety features prevent an impact from killing or injuring the passengers. Each year and every new car design, safety engineers are making vehicles safer. But the fact remains that you, as a driver, are the most important factor for ensuring your safety and the safety of those around you. Later in the course, you'll read about the concept of a second collision, which can also cause serious injuries. A second collision means that even though your car avoids damage, you can be injured by flying objects from inside your car or by hitting your body against hard surfaces. The faster you're going, the more chances you have of being injured in a second collision, no matter how safe the car is designed. Speaking of not getting it, I remember once I saw Uncle Buck standing up in his cane field when I passed by his farm in the morning. When I passed by again later, he was still standing there just looking around. I stopped and asked him, "Uncle Buck, you've been standing out here all day?" He said, "Yes, I have." I asked, "How come?" "I'm trying to win that Nobel Prize." "The Nobel Prize?" "Yep, I read that it's awarded each year to a man that's outstanding in his field."